Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Hey. We here.
And here's the thing. Who needs Ricky Tuesday when you got Ricky Wednesday?
Yes. Ricky Hump Day. Smash your lips. Oh, smash you. Back up, bitch. Don't be mad, right, Portia. Right. Don't be jealous. He's like Bible, all slavers, girl.
It's Bible study night.
Yes.
Plus, helping us get over this hump day is our crew out in L.A. Heidi and Frank, what's going on?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, Ricky.
What's up, L.A.?
These pigs. Now, later on the show, we're going to find out which pop star is finally explaining why she punched her backup dancer.
Oh.
And plus, Portia, I'm sorry to break it to you, sweetheart.
What?
Gucci Mane is officially off the market.
Oh. Portia, like Gucci Mane?
I'm happy for you, honey. Gucci is life, okay?
Maybe that was just an assumption on my part. We're going to tell you all about that later.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to talk about Gary's favorite people, the Kardashians.
Okay.
Blac Chyna is suing them.
Now
she's his shiro.
Uh-huh. Basically, according to documents, Chyna claims that she, Rob, and the production company were all interested in shooting a second season of the show, Rob and Chyna. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Kyle, and Kendall used their power and influence over E! To demand that the network not proceed with a second season of Rob and Chyna, allegedly.
But I heard that Blac Chyna did not want to tape with Rob and didn't want to be in the same room with him. So what's the purpose of taping?
Exactly. Ooh, so she could continue to, like, you know, like, be on TV and use her influence to get more opportunity.
But here's the thing. Did she have a defamation case against him and also a lawsuit against him for putting out her naked pictures and stuff? So why would you even want to film with a guy like that?
If anything, they could just get a show on Court TV.
Demi Lovato is finally revealing her rage behind the punch. Now, remember back in 2010 when she punched one of her backup dancers at the airport?
Right.
And she reveals in her YouTube documentary, Simply Complicated, exactly what happened.
Huh. I invited a bunch of people to dinner, my band and my background dancers. I paid for all the alcohol. Somebody ended up getting weed. I was on Adderall. And I think they told on me for using Adderall. And he said it was Shorty. Shorty and I had been really close through Camp Rock and Camp Rock 2. So when he said Shorty, I remember thinking, I'm about to beat this bitch up.
She's like, hold this, hold my watch here. I'm about to go off on this girl.
But have you ever had that moment, any of you, that you knew maybe you were partying too much based on some action that you did?
No. Yeah.
Not me.
What kind of question is that?
I had to do that once because I was chugging mugs of Jaeger.
Yep, I was there.
And I woke up on the couch and I peed my pants.
Oh,
and I pee. I mean, this is not like a little trickle. I peed my phone dead.
Frank!
Oh, man.
Frank, every time I text you, no wonder your texts come back in yellow instead of blue.
Looks like it's been highlighted.
Well, there is no cha-cha-cha in the bedroom for Carrie Ann and Naba. She sat down with the ladies from The Talk, and she sort of described how her chronic fatigue syndrome affects her sex life.
When it comes in, that's the furthest thing you ever want. You're just like, leave me alone. Let's talk. Let's read a book together. Let's talk about intimate things. Let's find other ways to bond. So, like, I've been through periods where it's gone a little dry because my energy, I just can't do it. Like, I want to, but I can't.
And think about it. The last time you've been really tired, like chronic fatigue syndrome, I guess, really hits you. You're really tired. I don't want to read a book. I mean, because reading a book makes you more tired.
Dizzy. If you're in an intimate relationship with your boyfriend and you're sleepy, he don't give a damn. He gonna height you the leg up and, you know.
Frank does that.
Armpit, anything with some heat.
Yeah. Oh, my. are taking another big step in their relationship. They're moving in together.
Wow.
Hell, I thought they already lived together.
Okay.
No, honey, they're moving in together. Jennifer recently listed her New York City penthouse for $27 million, and sources say that she and A-Rod are looking for an apartment together for the whole family, which includes the four kids.
Oh, that's right. Man. They got kids.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah, Frank is right on this one because, listen, it's still brand new, y'all. We're still right at a year they've been together.
Yep.
She should not sell her place. She should just keep it, and then they live in another place together. Anytime I've made a big, you know, change like that, it was for when I got married. I mean, you know, for a boyfriend, I just always think you shouldn't stop your life. You should continue where you are unless he puts a ring on it and changes your
situation. You never lived with a guy, Portia?
No, besides my husband, no.
Wow.
So when you do find the guy, does he move into your crib? Or
it depends on what he's able to do. If he's not able to
get his name go on the deed
better than what I have, then we will be in my house. If he can, then sure, I will move. I will sell
my house. I like that. I like that.
And move into whatever he wants.
I like that. So I'll be putting my house on the market.
That's right. Yeah.
Moving to Chateau Portia.
Yeah.
I've seen that house.
Portia Palace is ready to welcome you.
Oh, God. Shoot me.
All right, Atlanta, we're going to say bye for now, but we're going to be back a little later in the show to tell you what famous director is donating all of the residuals that he made off of his Harvey Weinstein films.
Wow. All right, Ricky, it's been a minute, and I know you've missed this segment.
What?
It's time for It's the Damn Dude.
I don't feel comfortable saying.
Neither do I.
Well, meet Kalen Von Moger. He's the Mr. Universe winner from Australia who'll be playing a young Arnold Schwarzenegger in a new movie called Bigger. He is big, honey.
He is. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 1.
Yeah.
He really does. Now, the movie focuses on Joe and Ben Wader, who are considered the founders of the bodybuilding movement. And they're responsible for discovering Arnold, convincing him to come to the U.S. and compete in the Mr. Olympia. But back to Caleb. Isn't he looking good?
Yeah, he looks fabulous.
He looks perfect for the role.
I wouldn't want to be that big. You can't sleep. Women say that dudes with big muscles like that are horrible in bed. It's like making love to a dresser or something. You know what I mean? You want that on top of all of that weight and
you've been hating since we showed you.
All of that creatine and then steroids and then he crazy and stuff and then having... Oh,
she'd be like, pull my hair.
You just pointing out all the negative stuff.
Pull my hair, you pull your whole head off.
Finish her.
Yeah.
Haters. Well, y'all, moving on, Kate Hudson has a new book out called Pretty Fun, Creating and Celebrating a Lifetime of Tradition. And she recently went on Jimmy Kimmel to share one of her stories about growing up with Goldie Hawn as her mother. She said that when she and her brother Oliver were teenagers, her parents said they were going out of town, so naturally, they decided to throw a party with like 50 of their closest friends.
We're having a blast, and all of a sudden, the door flings open, and it's my mother, and... Or it was like everything just stopped. And she was in a negligee, which was really, and she looked around like really as you would think she would in one of her films, you know, just like looking around. And then she goes, to the lights and she turns the lights way down. She goes, kids, lighting is everything.
You know, that sounds about right. Like, something always told me in my soul that Goldie Hawn was cool.
Yeah.
Even as a mom.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, you got a lot of kids. Have you ever busted your kids?
Yeah, they always threw a party, and that's how they ended up sleeping in the garage.
Shut up.
Yeah,
he saw it on social media.
What?
So when Craig threw the party, all of the kids was on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, they having a good time. I said, Craig's having a good time. And I started looking at the wall. I start looking at the paintings. I'm like, they in the theater. I'm looking at the Friday after next movie thing and the Eddie Murphy stuff. I'm like, okay, that looked like my house or whatever. And all the kids on Instagram and stuff. And I'm start following all the kids on Instagram and everybody making videos.
So funny.
And Craig says, man, I said, yeah, I'm sorry, we had a good time. He said, which garage you want me to sleep in?
All right, man, coming up next is the main event of the evening. Gucci Mane, that is. He got married. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next. Dish Nation.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yes. A long journey together, honey. Last night, the Wobsters, Gucci Mane and Keisha Cole said, I do, honey, for all to see on BET's The Main Event.
Yes, it was so nice.
Yes, it was fabulous. That was some fabulosity.
Yes, it was.
Now, a who's who of hip-hop and Atlanta socialite scene, honey, was there. Miss Karrueche Tran, Two Chainz, Lil Yachty, Big Sean, and Danae Eiko. Oh, she was there, too?
Yeah, that's her boyfriend.
Big Sean, her man.
Now, the $1.7 million wedding, honey, didn't have any live music or tears. But what Miss Keisha did have, y'all, was a diamond bouquet,
yes,
honey.
She did.
Yes, and the longest two-step walk down the aisle in the history of weddings.
Instead, they went to commercial and came back. She was still coming down the aisle. If she didn't march in like the mass choir at a Black Baptist church.
Yes, she did.
I'm talking about that's how we march.
She spent a lot of money to take her sweet time.
Yes, she did.
Right. That was nicer than Princess Diana. The nicest wedding I ever seen was Princess Diana.
Oh, yes,
when
baby.
When she first got married. But that's the nicest wedding I have ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Portia, how are you and Regan going to top that wedding when y'all get married?
Because I know y'all going to do that. What are we
going to do? I don't know, Portia. I don't think we can afford that.
We're going to have a big old yacht, big old huge yacht.
But we on a budget. We got like a $7,000 budget.
What?
That's her shoe.
You have to say half of that housewife check.
Your top half of her earring.
Let's do some more episodes of Housewives of Atlanta.
You better do some more jokes too, honey.
Okay. Are you on Sharknado 5 yet?
All right, y'all. Mary J. Blige, post-divorce glow-up has been off the charts. Mm-hmm. Mary posted this photo on Instagram, and it's had everybody confused. everybody says she looked like Ciara.
I thought it was Ciara.
Even when I was looking at this story, I thought it was Ciara.
I had to zoom in.
Did they switch? I'm looking for Russell Westbrook.
Russell Wilson. Right. She can put it with Westbrook.
I'm like, did they switch Instagram? Like, what's up?
That'll make no sense. Her body, her pose, everything looks like Ciara.
Well, that's why she was doing that. Well, she won't have to pay the alimony.
All right, so there's a popular breakfast spot out in Long Beach, California that is serving up some hot controversy. So the place is called Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Now, it's a small restaurant that specializes in comfort food with a Southern influence.
Nice.
So they were called out by Yelp when a user claimed in his review that the restaurant was actually serving Popeye's chicken.
What?
Well, a customer wrote that he saw people in the restaurant bringing two large boxes of Popeyes to the kitchen, so he ordered chicken and biscuits, and he said that the dish tasted suspiciously like Popeyes.
Oh, my God. They so wrong for that on so many levels.
Oh, my God.
I got you, Gary.
Because, baby, only a white woman would do that.
She knows white people eat no Popeyes. So she bringing the Popeye, introducing it to the white people as hers.
And then you know she got the Popeyes and the biscuits. So you get a whole two-piece right there in her restaurant,
baby. People lie about it. When they asked the waiter how they cooked their chicken, the waiter even admitted that it was actually Popeye.
What?
Look at the name of the restaurant.
What's the name of it?
Sweet Dixie Kitchen. You know that she is, baby. And you know that's the black folks at the Sweet Dixie Kitchen. They don't know no better. She said, girl,
you go get the Popeye.
Sarah, I love this chicken.
Yeah, we'll start real quick. That'd be 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Coming right up.
Well, y'all, coming up, Renee Zellweger joins a star-studded cast in a new movie. We'll tell you if you should ticket or skip it next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's time for Ticket or Skip It. Now, hitting theaters this weekend is same kind of different as me. Now, it's based on a true story of a man trying to save his struggling marriage, and upon his wife's request, he begins working at a shelter where he befriends a homeless man named Denver who helps change everyone's lives for the better. Take a look.
When you give a homeless man a plate of food, all you're doing is saying, I see you.
Amazing, isn't it? How far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Together would never be this beautiful.
Denver changed everything.
This is my story. This is my song.
was so different from other people. But what I found out was, everybody's different. Same gone different as me.
This is my story. That really touched me. And a movie like that is good for race relations, what's going on in this country. Let me give you an example. I went to church this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. Little baby, Caucasian children was complimenting my Jeep because I didn't have the doors on. Mm-hmm. So I looked at parents and I said, well, hey, y'all jump on in, I'll take you around the blocks a couple of times. And I had 7 white kids, and they jumped in the Jeep, and we closed the door, seat belted up, and I was playing soft rock. And I didn't even know these parents. These parents just
let
trusted
the children
me.
Go. Mm-hmm.
And I took these kids around the block a couple of times, and here's the story. When those kids grow up, they have had a wonderful, awesome African-American experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're going to remember that for the rest of their lives. Every time they see a Jeep or whatever, and you have to do stuff like that and reach across racial boundaries, mm-hmm. and befriend people, because, hell, you don't know how to be if you ain't experienced. If you ain't right. had the black experience, or if you ain't had the white experience, mm-hmm. or whatever, you're going to stick to your own kind. And
that's
a
right.
movie like that, man, break racial barriers.
That's
and
right.
it's so important mm-hmm. to spend time with other races and ethnicities. Yeah. That's really important.
That's yeah. really important.
And
Jamin
Hansu is such a good actor that anytime people see him from here on out, they're going to offer him food, shelter, and possibly clothing.
He played that
role. Because he's
going
to knock this out
yeah.
of the park.
He really
Guilty.
Did. Mm-hmm.
And it makes a person feel awesome to help the homeless. Like, if you've ever done it or gave somebody some food or something, it just fills your cup. It makes your heart feel good.
I'm definitely here for this movie.
Yeah,
what do y'all
me
think?
Too.
Ticket or skip it?
I say ticket for sure.
Really?
Ticket for sure.
Brad?
Ticket for shizzle.
Ticket for shizzle is definitely the same kind of different of me.
Okay, and like Renee Zellweger, Greg Kinnear, Jamin Hansu is definitely lit. I'm here
John
for
John Voight.
Angelina Jolie's dad.
Yes.
If you want to learn more about the movie, which hits theaters this Friday, head over to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Coming up, what former Harvey Weinstein pal is giving away a whole lot of money to support women? We'll tell you who and how much after the break.
Writer, director Kevin Smith got his start in the early 90s when Miramax, which was Harvey Weinstein's company, mm-hmm. purchased his low-budget indie film Clerks. And then they went on to produce a lot of his movies, like Jersey Girl, Jay and Silent Bob. And so, in the wake of all the Harvey Weinstein news, Kevin Smith has decided to donate $2,000 a month for the rest of his life, plus
wow.
all of his future residuals from Weinstein-connected projects to Women in Film, a nonprofit organization supporting female filmmakers. On his podcast, Kevin said, "My entire career is tied up with the man.
Right.
I just wanted to make some movies. That's it. And no movie is worth all this. Like, my entire career. Take it. It's wrapped up in something really horrible."
Damn. All the money that we've made, I mean, we've been together almost 20 years. You find out that somehow our money was wrapped up in awfulness. Would you give back your money?
No, I wouldn't. The radio industry is filled with dirtbags.
The things I have heard.
The things you had to do to get the job. Oh,
my gosh. Should I have lawsuits lawsuits?
The drugs, the women.
That's you. That's not me.
And that's NPR.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.